And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, that would be Alabama. And I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Listen, we got all kinds of new texters. I mean, I'm seeing right now Pam from Decatur is brand new in the text line. Glad you are there. So listen, number one, Triple Dipper, they want our kids. In case you didn't see it, by the way, the glass ceiling breaking White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said most recently in this article I've got here, I just pulled off of Washington Examiner, I believe. Yeah. Karine Jean-Pierre, the children of the country belong to all of us. Boomer's giving me the look. Yeah, I'm just saying.
I did not see that one.
Yeah, okay. That's one that I remembered and I hadn't pulled up. You hadn't seen that right. In the resources because I just remembered it right before the show and went, wait, where was that quote? And I found it. So apparently she did an interview. First of all, keep in mind that Karine Jean-Pierre is glass-breaking not only because she is the first African-American woman to be the press secretary for the president. She's the first African-American gay woman to be the press secretary for the president. That's very important. That's a multiple. She broke all the glass ceilings. Anyway, she did an interview during the GLAAD Awards, which is the Gay, Lesbian, and something else awards, in a magazine, by the way, which is called Jezebel. There's layers of things I could talk about here, Boomer. Layers.
Wow.
Layers.
I keep listening. It's still going. It's still going.
I haven't even gotten to the point yet.
No. It's like, you're just on the title part.
My God. But yeah, transgender children, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, are our kids and belong to all of us. Her comments to Jezebel during the GLAAD Awards echoed what her boss said in April when Joe Biden said, "There's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children." Although I got to point out, if you remember, President Biden has a grandchild he won't even acknowledge. And by the way, Mark Levin, credit to Mark Levin, the great one. He made a great point the other night, and I've heard him hammered at least once or twice more since then. He makes a great point. What kind of man has a grandchild and won't even acknowledge that child? Like, will not acknowledge that child at all. And I get it. Your son had an affair on the side and had a baby out of wedlock. But guess what? It's his child, and he is paying alimony, or should be child support. And it's just there. The issue is there. The child is there. And the guy, the president, who leans in hard on the issues for progressivism, who says that they're all our children, will not even acknowledge one of his own grand. What kind of man does that? That's not much of a man, to be honest. Anyway, Jean-Pierre says they're all our children. Wow. Okay. But that's not true. But they still act like it is. Secretary Cardona, the education secretary in the Biden administration, recently made the comment that teachers know what's best for your kid. Okay. See, they think they know better. This is why the left is opposed to school choice, because they believe they have the better say in what is good for a child. They don't think that the parents should have rights. This is why the Biden administration got tired of uppity parents going to school board meetings and had the FBI begin investigating them as extremists. And so I've got a situation here where I'm looking at all these different articles and realizing that the truth of the matter is just that they want our kids. And we can't let it happen. Article on Red State about Secretary Cardona says one of the themes of local races during the 2020 election was parental rights. And despite Hillary Clinton's idiotic "it takes a village" viewpoint, most Americans believe that parents are the final arbiter over their children unless they are dangerously unfit. The U.S. Supreme Court even stated, quote, "The interests of parents in the care, custody, and control of their children is perhaps the oldest of the fundamental liberty interests recognized by this court." Okay. So why is it we keep seeing things like Loudoun County, Virginia, where the school system protected a sexual predator kid because he claimed to be transgender, but yet he raped a girl in the girl's room that he was in? Why are we still seeing things like, you know, parents having to go to school board meetings and read them excerpts from books that are in the school for their children that the school board doesn't even want to hear because it's so uncomfortable to hear it? You know, some of this stuff can only be considered grooming. And then you've got stuff like, don't tell your parents, but we'll work with your new pronouns when you come to school. And we won't call you by your dead name. We'll just call you by the new name since you're transitioning at school. We'll help you with that. It's not everywhere, by the way, and I acknowledge that fully. I do acknowledge that. I've got educators in my family. There are wonderful people who have a calling to educate kids, and they go about it with excellence like I talked about during my monologue. But there are some activists out there who are in education, who are in medicine, who are in psychology, who are just walking the streets, who have no other desire in life except to find a way to co-opt your kids. Now, what I just said was extremely strong, and I know that. And I'm about to go and name somebody's name, which I'm not saying as strong as I just said it, but he's still misguided. So we got a situation right here in Alabama. The Alabama Department of Public Health is run by our state health officer. You may recall that last week we had State Senator Sam Gavan on the show talking about a bill he's got that would change the way the state health officer gets his job. Because right now, our state health officer, the guy who shut us down during the pandemic, the guy who makes decisions about how to apply Medicaid, the guy who makes decisions about whether your business can even stay open, the head of the Department of Public Health, Scott Harris, is not appointed by the governor. He is not confirmed by the Senate. He is not elected to anything. He is appointed by a board of doctors from the Medical Association of Alabama and is therefore not accountable to the people. And yet that guy has that much control that we were seeing ourselves shut down during the pandemic. Well, that guy, just last week I pointed out, he made comments to the effect that he was appalled by the legislation that the Alabama legislature, oh, you know, the people who were elected to pass laws, that he was appalled by the legislation that prevents children from being subjected to transgender therapies and surgeries. Appalled. Appalled. The state health officer. First of all, what role does he have to speak out against that? His job is to act within the bounds of the law enacted by the legislature and signed by the governor. His job is not to comment thereafter. His job is not to do anything other than what the law allows him to do. But no, he was caught off. And by the way, 1819 News actually got a copy of the audio of the speech in which he said that, plus more. And he tried to backtrack on it. I was talking with a legislator Friday after the show who told me that, yes, Scott Harris was making the rounds in the State House trying to sort of smooth things over. You know, I really wanted as big as I didn't say that. It's kind of taken out of context. I mean, I really didn't, you know, didn't do that. I mean, hey. Oh, yeah, he did. They had the audio. But Governor Kay Ivey was asked about his comments because even though she can't fire him, see, that's the thing. She can't even fire him. I mean, for the love. So the governor can't fire him. The legislature can't impeach him. But I will say this. They all have the weight of their offices. And sometimes that needs to lean in, if you know what I'm saying. Well, Kay Ivey was asked, Governor Ivey was asked at an event she was at in Trustful about Harris's comments, and her words were a little lame. She said, I didn't read the speech. I have not read the speech, but we need to protect our children. In other words, she doesn't agree with him, but she hadn't really investigated. Okay, Governor, time to get active. Time to do something. Time to say something. And remind us all that you really don't appreciate comments like what Scott Harris made. Because, Governor, you're the one who signed the law into effect. You could have vetoed it. So you didn't. So that means it's now your law, too. And your state health officer, who apparently you can't fire, but you know his phone number, you can call and say something, and you can let the world know something has been said. And that would be appropriate here. But that state health officer who's daring to say those things about our kids, he's been in an awkward position more than once. Got a story here. This one also came from 1819 News just a few weeks ago. I don't know if you remember this, but last fall I was on the air talking about this very thing that Scott Harris, the state health officer, the one who is appalled by the idea that we have passed legislation preventing abuse of kids through transgender therapies, that he apparently was on the board of a nonprofit called the Alabama Campaign for Adolescent Sexual Health. Huh. Which advocates for comprehensive sex education across the state. Huh. The story told how Dr. Harris and Superintendent of State Education, Eric Mackey, were both considered ex officio members of that company's board. Well, Mackey did not know his name was on it, and he immediately requested he be taken off, and within days of the story breaking, he was off that board. Bam! Off the website. Okay, good on you, Eric Mackey. Thank you. Harris, on the other hand, ignored inquiries and stayed present on the campaign's website, according to the story on 1819 News. However, sometime this year, though, like very recently, Harris's name came off the website. However, the Department of Public Health still maintains a partnership with the Alabama Campaign for Adolescent Sexual Health. Now, I seem to recall there being some pretty racy things about the way that the Adolescent Campaign for Sexual Health did its business. But I'm telling you, they want our kids. Well, that same man, Dr. Scott Harris, I called for his resignation last week, and I am very sparing about doing that. I know that there are things that I could say all the time and be inflammatory and, you know, be slinging mud and be calling, but there's very rarely going to be a time when I do something like say that person needs to resign or be fired or something like that. In this case, it's time for Scott Harris to go. I've got a piece, that's three in a row from 1819 News. They're nailing this one. But a piece came out this morning authored by a friend of mine, Dr. Stuart Tankersley. And the headline is, Dr. Stuart Tankersley and an organization called Concerned Doctors say that State Health Officer Scott Harris must be removed. Wow, they're not playing. So they go on to talk about the fact that he has gotten it wrong so many times, and they label like point after point on issues during the COVID pandemic especially, when he made pronouncements and proclamations that had the effect of shutting down society, and yet he got them wrong. And Governor Ivey went with it because, you know, at first it was scary. I get it. The governor wasn't sure what was happening like anybody else, but it soon became evident that she could have pushed back and she wasn't. But the truth be told, Scott Harris was the one making the initial proclamations while Governor Ivey signed her name to it. All that to say, a group of doctors in the state is now calling for his resignation. So listen, I'm going to take a break right now, but that's the first examples there of they want our kids. That's here in Alabama. That's your state health officer who is appalled, apparently, that we would ever pass legislation that protects our kids. But then on top of that, he's on the board of an organization that promotes sexual health for adolescents. And then on top of that, there's other doctors even calling for his resignation. I'll get into it next. Tell you what Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves just said. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. What was my new? Oh yeah, what was my new phrase? Where common sense is a superpower.
Yes,
that was one of our listeners sent that in to us. Thank you so much. Text lines are indeed open. A couple of things that are just, I'll just throw them out there that relate to things we talked about here in the last hour. John from Huntsville, Texas says, Phil, I truly believe chaplains should be considered superheroes. I agree with you. I agree. Pam from Decatur says, Mao used the young to destroy the four olds, old ideas, customs, culture, and habits during his great leap forward. Sounds familiar. Yes, it does. Great point, Pam. Wow, well put. What a text. Brian from Huntsville, Karine Jean-Pierre is a child. She belongs to us then, according to her terminology. Jerry from Decatur, Joe should not put any pressure to go after more foreign money so he can pay his own child support. Wow. Wow. George from Huntsville, not a big fan of Kay Ivey, says she's not a leader. We'll have to consult with her contributors first for direction. Mm. And then Tim from Madison says, how does a man from Alabama get into that position anyway? I guess he's talking about Scott Harris. And the only thing I can tell you is that's exactly what I said a while ago, is he is appointed. He's a doctor who's appointed by other doctors to take the role. And there is one board of directors, I believe, under the MASA, Medical Association of Alabama, that does the appointing. Hey, so number one, Triple Dipper, they want our kids. And this may lap over a little bit. And I got to tell you, the last story in this section is one that just is pretty gross, to be honest. And I'm assuming that I will go ahead and use it. Although it's one of those that I'm like, that is the stupidest, most asinine jackassery I have ever heard. And oh, by the way, it's just gross. But we're going to talk about it anyway, because it's all about them wanting our kids. That being said, you know, I mentioned a minute ago that Governor Ivey had a very limited response when she was, and probably caught off guard, I don't know, but it's not hard to respond to this. When she was asked about, you know, Department of Public Health, the state health officer, Scott Harris, making comments about being appalled that we would ever have legislation that prevented kids from being surgically altered, all she said was, well, we need to protect our children. And that was it. Okay, that's what she had to say. Here's a speech given by Governor Tate Reeves of Mississippi. Story out today on Fox. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves sounds off on left-wing woke ideology that could change the makeup of America. Says the Mississippi governor is baffled why Democrats continue to push far-left cultural ideology. And he's determined to protect Mississippians. And he went on to say, I've been known to say the Democrat National Committee has moved so far to the left that I heard they're going to move their national headquarters somewhere out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. He said, that's how far left they've moved. And this gender reassignment surgery is the latest push from the far left to change the makeup of America. It makes absolutely no sense to the average American, he said, and certainly doesn't make any sense to the average Mississippian. So in March of this year, Mississippi passed and the governor signed a law like we have in Alabama that prevents sex reassignment surgeries and gender affirming care on kids under the age of 18. All right. In doing so, the governor said this. Talk about a call out. He says, why on earth is this so important to the far left that they want to literally mutilate our children? Why is it so important that they have the opportunity and are pushing for our children to be able to see pornographic material? Why? What makes them think that the way that they think? It makes no sense to me at all as to why they're pushing these things. We're going to defend our kids and protect them against this left-wing woke ideology beyond the pale of what the most average Americans can even imagine. I mean, these are strong statements, and I love it. He's calling them out hard, and he's asking what amounts to a common sense question. Why are you for this? Why do you feel the need? Well, because they need to be affirmed. Then affirm them. But what you're doing is not affirming them. Let me just say this again. I've said it before. When you tell a kid that they're wrong and they were born in the wrong body and need to be fixed, that is not affirming. What you're doing is disaffirming. What you're doing is telling them they're not right. Yeah, you know, you're just a hot mess. We're going to have to get you fixed. That's what you're saying. You're looking at a kid and going, yeah, you're just born wrong. We got to fix you. We're going to give you some medicine, maybe do some surgeries, and then you'll be better. We'll make you look like we think you should look. So stand by. We'll get you fixed. Well, you're not waxing a car. You're not buffing out the spots on the hood. You're changing a kid's life forever. Well, I got more about what Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said. Then I got some stuff about, how about the transgender California high school runner who just took second place overall in the state championship? Yep, you guessed it. And then I guess we'll talk about men breastfeeding. Oh, no. Yeah. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative, just plain right. Our number two, Dipper number one. They want our kids. You like that, Boomer?
I do. I like that.
Sometimes words just come out in my head, and I don't know how it happens. But yeah, our number two, Dipper number one, they want our kids. By the way, text lines, Brian from Huntsville just texted in and says, gender change affirming. Aren't we throwing God out? Christianity, Judaism, Islam, all of it? Serious question. And yes, you are correct by saying that we're having to affirm them to be different than what they were born as is to take God completely out of the picture. I agree. Allie from Athens texted in and says, I've been waiting for the men breastfeeding issue to emerge, and it makes me want to throw things. Said, I have coached birth in several hospitals. Of course, she gave birth herself, she says. And she says, what I want to say to a, quote, man who thinks they can breastfeed is back way up, son. Last I checked, she said, most women who transition to men are not overly prone to keeping their mammary glands attached to their body. This is just nuts. And she is right. I'll get to that in a moment. It's what I'm going to end on, and then we're going to have to go to that comedy relief after the next break just to change, just to cleanse our palate, if you will. Whew, Lord. All right, listen, I was talking about Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, and I appreciate the fact that he is pretty solidly outspoken. I mean, I'm glad Governor Kay Ivey signed the VCAP bill that prevents Alabama kids from being subjected to, you know, gender transition surgeries and all that. And I'm proud that she did, and I applaud her for that. I also appreciate the fact that when, you know, Scott Harris, our state health officer, came out and talked about how appalled he was that we would ever pass that bill, that Governor Ivey's response was, we need to protect our kids. That's it. That's where her statement stopped. We need to protect our kids. Governor Tate Reeves, not so much, man. He went at it like, you know, white on rice, like a duck on a June bug. He went on to say, after the comments that I read in the last hour, he said, the D.C. elites and those in California, in New York, who always say, well, you really don't have to worry about this because you're in a red state, that's never actually true. Because if it was allowed in large blue states, then it moves to the purple states, then it moves to states like ours, talking about Mississippi. And the most important thing we can do is be proactive and do everything we can to protect our kids. And that's what I'm going to do as long as I'm governor of Mississippi. He talked about the same thing to do with, you know, guys playing in girls' sports and how we've got to protect our kids. And I appreciate the fact that he was so outspoken. And by the way, he's right. Don't think that where you live means it won't happen here. It's already happening here. There are hospitals in this state that were chagrined to find out that they were not going to be able to continue making money off of, you know, mutilating kids. But then on top of that, you got to look, it's from the top down, y'all. This is not just a movement from the grassroots up. This has been embraced by the White House. The leader of the free world right now is Joe Biden. And Joe Biden's administration, I've told you before, came out with their move to try and make transgender sports bans illegal. Well, we have right now in the Alabama State House, state law already prevents transgender kids from, you know, crossing over their biological lines to compete in K through 12. We have a bill right now that would also do that at the college level. I hope it passes. But News Nation Now points out a couple weeks ago that the Biden administration's move to make broad transgender sports bans illegal has stirred controversy and resistance from several states, and there are 21 states now legally fighting the issue. 21 states have already implemented transgender sports bans, but the Biden administration tries to get around this by changing federal law to preempt. I'm just telling you, what we're going to see is more of what I've got right here in my hand. Story broke this weekend. Transgender California high school runner's second place finish in the girls' race draws backlash. You think? Fox News had this story. Athena Ryan, that's what the kid goes by, Athena Ryan, finished in second place in the varsity girls' 1600-meter run finals on Saturday. Ryan runs for a Sonoma Academy and finished behind two other kids, finished behind one and ahead of another, I'm sorry. And Ryan, Athena Ryan, will now advance to the California Interscholastic Federation State Track and Field Championships next week. I'm just telling you, man, this is so wrong. In fact, let me go back to that Governor Reeves from Mississippi article. Where'd it go? He was an athlete himself. He played basketball for Millsaps College when he was younger. And he said, I played some pretty good teams. I was never the best player on our team by any stretch, but I think I'd have been pretty successful if I'd been playing against female athletes. Yeah. It just because everybody knows that in most sports, the guys are being given an edge automatically due to bone density, weight, musculature, height, all of it. Generally speaking, on the average, the sports that are out there, men competing against women is an automatic disadvantage for the women. Now, there are some stellar athletes in women that can beat most guys. You know, like in tennis, I would dare say the Williams sisters could you know, skin the hide off of most men that would get on the court. But nonetheless, they've never had to truly face that. And they shouldn't have had to truly face that. But out in California right now, you've got a dude who is going to go run in the girls' state track and field championships. And at the competition where he placed in such a way as to earn the right to go forward, there was one lady there who was holding up a banner saying, protect female sports. Security video later on showed the security personnel chasing that woman who was holding the banner because it was a violation of their policies. Come on. Last thing I'll tell you, they want our kids. Brace yourself, Boomer. Western, by the way, luckily this comes out of Australia, but it's just saying, don't think it's not here. Western Journal, dated May 21st, that'd be this weekend. Two women are told they have broken the law by criticizing a male who was attempting to breastfeed a child. Ugh. Take me away, Calgon. Two Australian women were reportedly given notices informing them they had committed a crime by criticizing a male who identifies as a woman that was trying to breastfeed a baby. Jasmine Sussex and Leah Whiston on May 16th were notified that they had violated Australian law in several of their online tweets. So Twitter told them that a government entity or law enforcement agency had informed them of their crime, and that the platform had been forced to have to hide the content from Australian users. The posts in question, oh man, had been critical of someone who calls themselves Jennifer Buckley, a female who identifies as male. Is that right? A female identified male. So it's basically a dude. It's a dude who believes he's a woman. And this dude was so proud that he had, after 2 years of transitioning, had induced lactation and begun breastfeeding his newborn son. I kid you not. I'm reading it straight here. I'm holding it up to the picture, the camera, so you can see I'm not making this crap up. Sussex was heavily critical. That's one of the ladies who was told she was doing something illegal. Telling the UK's Daily Mail, men shouldn't breastfeed because breastfeeding is for the baby and there's no evidence this is actually healthy or workable. Makes sense. Well, she had also posted a thread on the page that revealed that an LGBTQ activist group had allegedly given $20,000 to create an educational book called Chest Feeding. Not breastfeeding, chest feeding. Folks, they want our kids. That's aberrant behavior. There is nothing normal about that. There's nothing right about it. Why did they want this so bad? I echo Governor Tate Reeves from Mississippi's comments. Why did they want this so bad? Why did they want our kids exposed to pornography? Why do they want our kids determined to be disaffirmed so they can change them sexually? Why do they want this for our kids? Well, I'll tell you why they want it. They want it because it affirms them, not because it affirms the kid. They want it because it gives credence to their agenda that God is not real, that life can be altered, that they are God in and of themselves because they have determined that they can change sex, they can change science, they can alter things in an unnatural way. They have truly begun to put themselves in the position of believing that the progressive left, believing that they are God. They can do all these things and that they have some right to co-opt your kids. Well, the reality is this. Our Supreme Court has already said it, that the fundamental right to the parenting and care and custodial opportunities to raise your kids is one of the greatest liberties that the court has ever had to address. It's one of the foremost liberties that we have. And folks, we cannot give it away. We cannot give it away, not without a fight. I'm just telling you, they want our kids. All right, we're going to take a break right there. When we come back, we're going to lighten the mood, man. I got to cleanse my palate. I might need a shower. Lord, breastfeeding men. That's just gross. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming right back with something more fun. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. A few text messages I'll get to after I just went through that whole thing about they want our kids. Mike from Rainbow City, they want our children so they can brainwash them to change the nation. Yep, there you go. Jeff from Hazel Green, have they no shame? No, they have no shame whatsoever. They don't. Wiley from Gunnersville, that's pure evil, all caps. Indeed, sir, I would agree with you. Jerry from Decatur, daddy moms. That's gross. All right. So Jeremy from Huntsville, Satan wants to steal, kill, and destroy. During every major event in the Bible, the first thing he attacks is the children, the babies. Did it through the leadership for Pharaoh, Herod, both ordered children to be killed. You know, you're exactly right, man. Jeremy from Huntsville, good stuff. Not good stuff. You know what I mean. Bill from Hartsell, the easiest way to destroy the U.S. is through destroying the sacred American culture concepts. Exceptionalism in sports is one of them. Slow death. It celebrates God-given gifts. Well, you are right, sir, and that's a great point. I hadn't thought of it that way, but you are correct. Boomer, we got to lighten the mood, man.
We definitely have to lighten the mood. I was over here just steaming like I'm sure most of the listeners were.
It was a steaming pile of stuff. I know that.
Yeah, it was.
All right. So, what do you say we do that audio clip now? You got that audio clip? Okay. So,
yes.
All right. So,
let's do it.
Here's the deal. So, the lovely Charlene found this for me the other day, and I have looked at it, like gone back to it multiple times and just laughed. It's like one of those. All right. We're totally changing. By the way, this has nothing to do with a dipper. This is.
It's its own dipper.
Okay.
By itself.
America.
It's America.
It's America dipper.
Squeezing it in there.
I'm calling this a palate cleanser. All right. So, you know, I go to the fancy restaurant before you eat the multi-course meal. They give you a little bit of sherbet to help cleanse your palate before you go to the next, you know, round of the meal. Anyway, that's what we're doing. So this guy, his name's Louis Ramey. He's a comedian. And he's got a piece here. Just go ahead and play it, Boom.
The United States of America, most powerful country on this planet. And it's not because we have more money. We're better looking? No. It's because we have something in this country they don't have in other countries. That's right. I'm talking about rednecks. Good old boys with an arsenal in their basement that have been waiting for just such an occasion since 1775. Believe me, foreign troops land in the South, there'll be a line of pickup trucks and NASCARs heading down I-95. Marines will show up 3 hours later, nothing but beer cans and shotgun shells. What the hell happened here? War's over, baby!
Oh, don't tell me that's not funny. What?
That just cracks you up.
I know.
That cracks me up. I love it.
What happened here? War's over, baby. Nothing but beer cans and shotguns. There won't be Bud Light cans, though, will there?
Definitely not Bud Light cans.
Isn't that funny? It's like an insult now. Yeah. If somebody says, they could say, you ain't a man, or they could just look at you and go, you drink Bud Light.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to celebrate America. That's what I'm saying. In fact, you told me you watched you again.
Oh, yes. So last night I was celebrating America and I watched Top Gun Maverick again. I don't know how many times that is, but I just turned it on and my little dude came up to me and said, "Dad, what are you watching?" I said, "One of the greatest movies ever. You need to pay attention."
Did he sit down with you and watch it for a minute?
Yeah, and then obviously the first couple scenes when they're on the carrier and all the jets are flying. Yeah. And, he loved it.
So little guy wants to be a jet pilot now? Fighter jet pilot?
He loved it, yeah.
Sweet. I mean, I cannot imagine what it takes to land on a carrier. Especially a carrier rocking in rolling seas at night. Can you imagine trying to catch your tail hook on that cable?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, no, thank you. That's just,
nope.
I'll just keep jumping out of perfectly good airplanes. Thank you very much. But yeah, I had to play that clip because I just love it. But it's, you know what? I look at it and think, we can go those dippers. They want our kids. I think you have to keep your head on a swivel. You have to be aware of your times. In fact, that's scriptural. That the men of Issachar, some of David's mighty men, says they were mighty men of valor, men who were aware of their times and what Israel should do. Meaning, they recognized what was happening around them. They paid attention to what was the news of their day, so to speak. But at the same time, there's a lot of good stuff happening here. And I would still rather be here than anywhere else.
Absolutely.
And I believe it's true that China tries to invade South Alabama. It's going to be nothing but Bear Kansas shotgun shells, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Like, that whole thing just reminded me, I got some friends like this. So.
Friends? I got
lots of
how
them.
How about we are them people?
We are them people.
You know, that was one of the first scenes in the original Red Dawn. You remember when the Cuban guy who advised the Russian troops, he said, go to the sporting goods store. You will find a list of the guns that have been sold in this area, and go to every house and collect them.
Ooh!
And I'm just telling you, there's a reason why they want to disarm, and it ain't gonna happen.
Nope.
They try to disarm South Alabama. How about North Alabama? They try to disarm Alabama.
Yeah.
There's gonna be a whole lot of quote unquote boating accidents in which guns were just lost accidentally.
Absolutely. I mean, I just happened to have it out there on the boat,
and I don't know how that happened.
Dropped in there.
What's that machine? Oh, that's not a reloader. That's there for me to, I don't know.
I was working on something.
It's a drill press is all it is. No big deal. I'm just saying. Well, anyway, Louis Ramey, comedian, in an epic rant about how we got something nobody else does makes us great. Rednecks. All right, we're going to come back here in a minute. We're going to jump into the next thing, get a little more serious here. We're going to talk about ESG. ESG in, ESG out. Are they really trying, some of them now, to hide the fact that they've gone woke? Yeah, they really are. They call it greenwashing. And then there's it's just unbelievable. It went from green pushing to greenwashing. We got to get our woke scores up. But we don't want anybody to know. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.